This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, rarely do I do a disclaimer before beginning a week's messages on Cross Hope, but this week I'm going to. You're going to hear studied this week probably the most offensive scripture in the New Testament, in my opinion, for 2018. There will be people that will laugh at this scripture. There will be people that will scoff at it and mock it. There will be people that will get angry and say, how dare you read that scripture in 2018? That's just so out of touch with reality. It happens to be the Word of God I'm reading to you today from Ephesians 5. We'll read the entire scripture tomorrow on Cross Hope, but we begin with the introduction today. God bless you as you listen all this week. Some of you remember a tennis player by the name of Arthur Ashe. He was called a world-class tennis player because of his tremendous ability, but someone referred to him in this way. I thought it was a great compliment. Arthur Ashe was a world-class father. What a compliment. You may remember the sad story is that he died of AIDS contracted by a blood transfusion during bypass surgery. But he talked about how he led by example with his children. He said, my wife and I were talking about this recently with our 6-year-old daughter, he said in an interview just before his death. Children are much more impressed by what they see you do than by what you say. That's an interesting remark. Children are much more impressed by what they see you do than by what you say. Children at that age certainly keep you honest. If you've been preaching one thing all along to your children and suddenly you don't do it, they'll bring it to light right up in your face. They'll bring it to light right in your face. And some of you can say, been there and done that, where a son or daughter said, that's not what you told me to do. That's not what I hear you telling other people to do. You're doing the very thing or not doing the thing that you tell me today to do. And you say, why are you talking about that? I want to talk about who your model is, who you follow in life. Talk to any symphony conductor or musician, they'll tell you they model some of what they do after another conductor, another musician. Talk to any author and they'll say, well, really, I've had great influence in my life from this author or that author. Talk to a school teacher and he or she will tell you, I was impacted by a teacher in my life. A college professor will say, I was impacted by a teacher, and that's been a model for me. And every one of us model some things in our life that we've seen in the lives of people that have gone on before us. Today, in the passage of Scripture we study, going through the book of Ephesians in the New Testament, Paul says this plainly, succinctly, he says, be an imitator of God. Be an imitator of God. And I've got to tell you right up front, we're going to read what I consider to be one of the most offensive passages of Scripture in today's culture. I'm going to read it today. If I just picked this out of the blue and said, today I'm going to preach from Ephesians 5, some people would say, well, I wonder why he did that. But all we're doing is going through the book of the Bible at a chapter at a time, and that's where we're in chapter 5 today. Ephesians 5, beginning at verse 1. Who's your model is the title today. The Apostle Paul says this, be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But among you, there must not even be a hint of sexual immorality or of any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people.
Well, we'll read the entire scripture from Ephesians 5 tomorrow on Cross Hope. There will be some of you that will say, I can't handle it, I'm not going to listen to it, but if you're brave and courageous, you will. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.